A lot can happen in the world.
What do we do? Who do we turn to?
How do we handle it? Welcome to the Situation Room on Active FM.
Proverbs 10 verse 22 says, "The blessing of the Lord makes a person rich, and he adds no sorrow with it." I want you to think about that. The blessing of the Lord makes a person rich. When we're talking rich, we're talking about rich in every way. And he adds no sorrow to it. Now, sometimes a person can be successful in one area of their lives, but with that success comes sorrow. You know, sometimes people can be even be successful in the ministry. And then with it is the sorrow of a family breakup. And sometimes your very success in a particular area or a particular field of life can bring sorrow to it. Why? Because the enemy comes and he believes that he has the right to take blood from you if you conquer. It's something that we've taught before in the Situation Room. And so we are challenged here to receive the blessings of God. Don't have arguments against the blessings of God. Okay, if God can bless people that are righteous and that are holy, other people will be blessed. But the other thing about the blessings of God that we need to understand is that they are always good, they are always perfect, and they are always pleasing, and they always come with the peace of the Lord. If your blessings come and you don't have peace in your heart, there's something wrong. It's not God. They always come with the peace of the Lord. And yeah, I want you to realize this beyond anything that you have to understand, that God wants to bless you in your family life. He wants you to have a blessed family. He wants your family to be an example, to be a model to the world. He wants to bless you in your health. He wants to bless you if you're studying. He wants to bless you in terms of your material things so that you can be a blessing to others. He wants to bless you in your ministry. He wants to do this, but many times we're having arguments that are blocking and saying, "No, I don't believe this is of God." He wants to bless us in every area of our lives, but you have to remember that the blessings of God never come with sorrow. If the blessing comes with sorrow, it's not from God. Now, because of this fact, because people often with success have broken families or things like that, many people, because of their experience, believe that it is impossible to achieve true happiness. How many times have you heard people say, people that don't believe it, that true happiness is not possible? And this is often people who have every single material possession. Maybe they have power, maybe they have fame, but their families are destroyed. The landscape of their home is a mortuary. And I don't mean a physical mortuary, I mean it's an emotional and a spiritual mortuary. It's like there's a whole lot of people inside, but there's just deadness and coldness and iciness inside that home. And so, because of their experience, because they've had all the success maybe that they dreamed of, and I'm talking about people who experience that success, and yet their home life is a mess, they often come to the conclusion that true happiness doesn't exist. But I want you to realize that that is a great lie from the enemy. It's a huge lie from the enemy, because the blessing of God enriches and it doesn't add sorrow. It enriches your life. It puts you in a position whereby God provides everything that you need. But you know, the greatest blessing that God has given us as human beings is the ability to think. And I want you to think about what you're doing with that gift, what you're doing with that ability. The ability to think, the ability to reason, the ability to search out the scriptures and discover the truths of God, the ability to work out what's going on around you, the ability not to be like a bunch of sheep that are led down a pathway in an abattoir, you know, ready to be executed. This is the thing that the Lord has given you, the ability to think. And I want you to think about all of the incredible advances in technology that people have brought about. You think about all of these innovations. You think about all of these discoveries that people have been able to develop. All of that comes out of man's capacity and his ability to think. Now, man can use that capacity and that ability to perform great acts of evil. But at the end of the day, man can do much good, you know, with his ability to think. And so, in the same way, the universe gives us an expression of the thoughts of Almighty God. Okay, and when you look at the universe, you see what he thinks. Everything is beautiful. Everything is orderly. Everything is in its place. And he made us in his image. We were made in the image of Almighty God. We were made in his likeness. And so, when you look at man, one of the things that evolution teaches is that we're just another species. No, we're not just another species, because there's no other species that can think and reason like man can. And the main thing that distinguishes us from the rest of creation is the single fact that we as human beings have the ability to think. We have that ability. And God's creativity is inside of you. And God's creativity is inside the way you think. But this is why you need to realize, when it comes to spiritual battle, the biggest battlefield that you have is not in when people come against you, or circumstances come against you, or money runs out, or all of these things that people often think are the attack of the enemy. That's not the battlefield. The battlefield is the place of the battle is your mind. It's in your mind that the enemy fights. It's in your mind that the enemy wants to wreak destruction. And so in that battleground of your mind, that is where you face the fiercest battle. And this is why the Apostle Paul said in Philippians 4 verse 8, he says, finally, brothers and sisters. Now, this is the final thing he's telling them in towards the end of this letter. He says, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. He's telling us what to think about. What is it that you should be thinking about? Well, just look at it in there. Think about what's true. The Word of God is true. You focus on the Word, and you throw everything that you find out through the filter of the Word of God. Whatever is noble. What is there that is respectable, that is up there, that people can respect? Whatever is right. You know, sometimes what is right does not suit us. Sometimes whatever is right is not convenient to us. Whatever is pure. You know, pure things are uncontaminated. Whatever is pure and whatever is lovely and whatever is admirable. In other words, whatever can be admired. And then he takes it even further. If anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. And so you've got to look at, what are you watching in terms of movies? What are you watching even in terms of the news? What are you listening to in terms of music? You know, when you're learning stuff, who you're learning from, you've got to protect your mind with everything, because your mind feeds your heart. And out of your heart, as we've spoken in the last few weeks, flow the issues of life. What is the greatest challenge that many Christians have today is that many people expect the benefits of God's blessing, but they expect to receive those benefits without giving any thought or regard to God in their lives. When it comes to making decisions, when it comes to deciding what they need to do, they give no place to God. However, if you turn your heart to God, He will open your spiritual eyes so that you can see all the blessings that He has prepared before and for you. If you're not giving regard to God first thing in your life, you will not see His blessings. You will not see the dreams that God has for your life unfold in your life. You will not see it. And until you get to heaven, you will never know what you lost out on. And so I want us to make this declaration for today. And the declaration is as follows. I enjoy the blessings of God in every area of my life. And I declare that there is complete happiness in Him. All right, so that's a declaration. It's a statement of faith. I enjoy the blessings of God. I already have them. I enjoy them in every area of my life. Every area of my life is blessed. And I declare that there is complete happiness in Him. That's a declaration. It's a statement of faith. It's a statement that comes from the Word of God. And so I'd like you to say it after me. Say, I enjoy the blessings of God in every area of my life. And I declare that there is complete happiness in Him. You're never going to have that complete happiness if you don't believe that it exists. Amen? And so we're going to pray together. I'm going to ask you to pray with me. Really believe this prayer. Make this declaration over your home, over your family. Tomorrow morning, apply the blood of Jesus on the doorpost and the lintels of your house, and let's pray together. Say, Heavenly Father, You did not spare Your own Son. And now I know that through Him, You will give me all of the blessings that I believed for. I look to the cross of Calvary, which absorbs all the fear that caused me to believe that it is impossible to find true happiness. I believe and declare that your blessing does not bring sorrow. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.